Got it.
Okay, welcome everybody. Another edition with Dr. Tom G. Mateo and myself, Ralph Havens. And this is an integrative manual therapy approach to brain fog. And the other end of that spectrum can be dementia type problems. And we had such a good response from the first one we did a couple weeks ago about that topic, brain fog and dementia and healing. And so I want to ask Tom about some things. Because there's some things you can do that you can just start doing on your own to shift these things, to get things better, to actually heal up. And there's an integrated manual therapy approach to how we look at it and how we help people heal from all sorts of chronic illnesses. So this is Dr. Tom G. Mateo, chiropractor, naturopath, co-developer of integrative manual therapy, what I have used for since 2000. And I'm Ralph Havens, physical therapist and integrated manual therapist. So Dr. Tom, welcome. So good to see you again. And anything you want to say about anything?
Hey Ralph, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah, so this is possibly part two of dementia, right?
Yes.
How to understand where we are and how crazy we are is a number of factors. You know, dementia is in the up is rising heavily. One is the anxiety that's caused by our environment and social media that we've had for the last since COVID. The adrenal stress, the survival mode is up 100%, maybe 2,000% along the way, and there's a lot of worry out there. So I have a many prong approach to how we get calm during these days, right? One of them is we wrote a book called The Body Wisdom Book, and it's a self-healing book, and the technique is called neurofacial processing, or NFP. And it's The Body Wisdom by Sharon G. Mateo. And in the book, it tells how to place your hands and lightly touch yourself. And it's a form of acupressure. And in there, it tells what all the organs do on a physiological approach, a mind, body, spirit approach, and then a mechanical approach at the same time. So that's really one of the first tools that we can have. And the second one is called Reflection Therapy by G. Mateo. And it's kind of a neat book because it has about 33 pictures in it, and they have all different colors and shapes in it. And they're by just staring at the picture and then possibly doing the meditation that goes along with it, you can reduce anxiety, frustration, anger, fears along the way. It also has a couple on bringing joy and enlightenment to yourself too. So those are two self-help books that my wife and I wrote on how to get through these stressful times, right?
And Tom, I put the link to the Body Wisdom book in there off of Amazon, but the other one is like it was like $110 on Amazon. They can get it from your source still, right? Like if you
Yeah,
use
like
one product.
$30.
Okay.
Right on my website, you can order it for $30, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, I'm putting that link in there, the IMT Wellness Center for those things there. Yeah, I use those all the time. In fact, the neurofascial process, putting one hand and then putting another hand on some part of your body. I do that every night because it's for free. You lay down and go to sleep at night and you put a couple of spots on. It's when you're watching a football game or a movie, you can do a spot. So and then the other ones literally are like 1 minute techniques. So the reflection therapy. So really, really good.
Yeah. So those are two things that stop the worry, per se. And then we have two different food groups that are really toxic, two different food groups that are really toxic for the nervous system. And we were chatting about how many successes you've just had with suggesting these things. And one of them is in the process of having sugar in your diet. And I bet in the next 20 years, Ralph, it will be 20 to 30 years, there's some nutritionists projecting that white sugar will be the next poison, like cigarettes, and even having a Hershey candy bar will be considered an assault on the body type of
Man,
thing.
wouldn't that be good if that information got out there? Because if you look into that, it's really quite interesting. It's like reading a Dan Brown novel of how sugar, what sugar did, the sugar industry to because it was being implicated in a lot of things early on that were significant health challenges, and sugar, the sugar industry kind of steered us away from that, where now it's like funny, haha, you know, Halloween, get the kids on a lot of sugar. It's like, it's not a good actor.
And the Western medicine is kind of overwhelmed and under performing on the health benefits. They wait to see how much sugar you have in your body. And that's like, you know, people have heard of blood sugars before. And then there's an hemoglobin A1C, which is a type of protein.
Yeah.
So it's A1C is the lab term for it. And it is a byproduct of sugar handling. When you have too much white sugar in your body in any form, be it because of carbs, be it because of cane sugar, because of all those factors, when the body can't take the glucose and transfer it from the bloodstream into the cells, it builds these little closets of A1C. And the more the A1C is, it's the more that you didn't use your sugar, and now you got overwhelming closets filled with sugar. And it highly correlates with diabetes.
Yeah. And heart problems too, right?
And heart problem. And the thing about sugar, from a cooking standpoint, you can actually preserve in sugar and you can preserve in salt. So like when you get your salmon that turns into lox, basically what they do is they put a piece of fresh salmon in 1 to 2 inches of rock salt, and it sucks out all the water, and you have preserved salmon, which is lox.
Yummy.
And salmon. And the same thing can be done with sugar, is when you see the sugared pineapple or the crystallized sugar candy, they basically overwhelm that with a bowl of white sugar. They put it in the center, and all the sugar dehydrates the water and stabilize it. So we are doing that. Diabetes is a self-suicidal diet plan from the person. And it's basically, we have too much damn sugar in our process. One of the old rules I used to do was, if you take how many if you look at the side of the box and you look at your carbohydrates and your proteins, your carbohydrates should never exceed 3 times as much as your protein. So if you had 2 grams of protein, you could take three times more is 6 carbs. So if those numbers don't equal, that's too much sugar in the body.
Okay.
So this is on all fast food lobbying. You want a 1-to-1 ratio or 1-to-2 ratio, but nothing over 1-to-3 ratio of proteins to carbohydrates.
Nice to know.
And carbohydrates are a type of sugar.
So right? That's a simple way to improve health and not go down the diabetes road or the heart disease road, and just by getting off of sugar. And yeah, simple thing to do. Not easy for some people if they're used to lots of sugar, but simple.
Now, one step worse than eating too much sugar is eating artificial sugar.
Yeah.
So anything with aspartame in it, NutraSweet, Splenda, are all fake sugars.
Yeah.
And aspartame, called NutraSweet, now called Asper-K, found in all the like energy drinks out there, from Mountain Dew energy drink, Zero, or Zero Coke, Zero Pepsi. All those that are saying they don't have any sugar in them, they don't have a sugar that amasses into the process of contributing to this A1C. However, the body uses the taste of that sugar just like it's real sugar. And so when you drink it and you taste the sugar, your body is prepped to look for carbohydrates and use them differently. So I have a book called Aspartame, The Truth. And it's about 3 inches thick, and it has 300 articles in it. And
wow.
They show all the medical diseases that diet soda has caused.
And is that in the product section also of IMPWellnessCenter.com?
No, it's found on the Amazon.
Oh, let me go find it real quick. So let's see. Because that's, I don't even have that book.
I'm going to step away and grab the cover for you, Rob. So.
Okay, and I'm going to just look it up. Yes, what a cool one. Yeah, that's another story of some interesting things of how that got into be products that we have. It's quite interesting. But who cares really about the weird way it got in to the world? But let's see what I'm going to get the exact title of that book. What's the title again, Tom?
Aspartame, the Diseased and Ignored Epidemic.
Okay. There's a lot of those, the disease and ignored epidemic kind of things going on.
And H.J. Roberts is the medical doctor.
Oh, H.J. Roberts.
You can see how thick it is compared to my hand.
Yeah.
And this is known to cause heart disease, psychological issues. Diabetes. It's usually about $80-$90.
It looks like it's $52 right now on Amazon. Let me just
definitely
go.
A bargain.
Okay, I'm gonna go put that in the links. We're just gonna give people a bunch of links and I'll copy them off and put them into a document for everybody. If you want it, just message me and I'll get you all these links in one spot. That's cool. So we get off of sugar, we get off maple syrup and honey are allowed. And we get off of
because if you have too much, they make your stomach sick.
Yeah. So honey, maple syrup, we got a great chocolate recipe. Email me if you want our chocolate recipe with maple syrup. And so sugar elimination and fake sugar elimination. Okay.
There was an article of showing that by having a teaspoon of white sugar shuts down your immune system for 1 to 2 hours.
Yeah, I've saw that too.
Every time you have a candy bar, you're doing that. So we started to talk offline before we came on how the holiday seasons are coming up, and Halloween was the kickoff. Like, you got this extra bowl of candy, and every day you don't want to throw it out. Yeah. You got your M&Ms or your Hershey Kisses or your Snicker bars. They're so small, but they whop a whole bunch of energy in there. And what really happens, I call it the Hershey Kiss syndrome, is that when you go and eat a Hershey Kiss, it tastes good the first day. Second day, you walk by the bowl and say, I'm going to just take another one. The third day, you're craving it. And the fourth day, you're addicted to it. And what that amount of quick sugar does, it actually burns a hole in something. And part of your craving is, I know if I have a little more sugar, just a little bit more, it will numb me up and keep me going.
Isn't that crazy? Man. So, okay. So we're talking about brain fog. We're talking about dementia. We're talking about health, diabetes, yep. Heart disease. Yep. Yeah.
So they all fall into this brain fog. So diabetes has been broken up into, you know, regular sugar handling diabetes. Then there's the heart disease of diabetes. Then there's the Parkinson's and dementia portion of diabetes, all related to having this excess sugar over time.
Okay. So interesting, like seemingly different diseases, the different diagnoses, Parkinson's, diabetes, heart disease, but getting off of sugar can help all of them.
Yeah. And then what we said was that if you go to a store and you look at the back of the label and you see how many proteins there are in your food, multiply that by 3. And let's say there's 4 grams of protein. You want to make sure that your carbohydrates do not exceed 3 times that amount. So you don't want to have carbohydrates above, even if they're, the total carbohydrates should not be above that 12 number in there.
Cool. So, well, I put my ebook on how to go off of sugar, and I put one about gluten as well, because I know we're going to talk about that. And then the fake sugar, that's a great thing to be off of. And then the self-healing stuff, putting one hand here, one hand there, there's a series of things to do to help take the anxiety and that stress, fear stuff that's so prevalent right now. And then the reflection therapy book to get that also down. Because there's all sorts of stuff that shows that the stress really affects us. And if you're under a lot of stress from the people you're around or your situations, that takes your whole immune system down too. So it's simple stuff, but it's and it's not that easy for some people to do that. Talk to us more about what other kinds of things. I'm going to just keep listing them and have a whole resource link here.
So we started talking about the holidays. We got Thanksgiving, we got Halloween, and then we're working towards Thanksgiving, which is in 3 weeks. Do you realize it is November 1st? So we only have 8 more weeks before the New Year's coming in. There's a lot of partying, a lot of social events happening, and they all involve sweets and sugar as the major component.
So I'm going to put this as a thing for people right now. New Year's, think about it, like 8 weeks till New Year's. It's a time when people reflect, like, what do you really want? And I posted something on Facebook because it just came to me, because I get some people that I get it, you know, a lot of priorities in life, a lot of stuff, and health sometimes isn't the number one priority for people. And but it's not a high priority until it's the only priority, is what I posted. Because it's like, if you catch stuff before it gets bad, brain fog, you know, can you turn around and not have a thing where it's like every generation, you know, the grandma and the mom and then the daughter all end up getting some of those diagnoses that you never want to see, like dementia. Or, you know, it's like it's not a priority until it really is. So these are simple things to do if it speaks to you, to start to come into it. And I put Tom's link, imtwellnesscenter.com, and one of our links to find me. There's a way to heal this stuff up. And what Tom's talking about right now is some pretty simple things to do with diet and living. So, tell us more, Tom. Dementia, brain fog.
Well, so if people have sugar cravings, one other trick I use in my office, Ralph, is take another fish oil pill before you go chase the chocolate.
People are like, oh, fish oil. But that's true.
It seems like that helps to reduce the cravings, because we don't get a good enough omega-3s in our diet.
Yeah.
So one way to get omega-3s is to eat sugar and turn it into your fat in your own body.
Oh,
it's kind
right.
of a ludicrous way of doing it, but it does seem to help. So about 75%.
How often do you take fish oil? Like, what's your frequency that you like to tell people to take?
There's conflicting literature out there. In the Western world, they don't want more than 4 grams of omega-3s in a day. And I feel that the fishing farming communities were up to six to 10 grams of omega-3s a day. And that's where I try to keep my clients.
And you have supplements on imtwellnesscenter.com. You have the krill oil. And
we have salmon oil. We have krill oil. We have cod liver oil. We have flaxseed oil. We actually have allergies that produce different types of oils too.
What's your take on cod liver then? Why would somebody, would you take cod liver every day as well? Or would you just stick to the salmon or the krill, or is it just different for people?
Let's go back in history a little bit. The best source of omega-3 oils is dark green bitter vegetables.
Wow.
Like kale, collard greens, broccoli. And if we were looking at before refrigeration and before international pieces, we used to have dark green leafy vegetables for the summer. And then by November, all those are gone. So they started giving their children cod liver oil as a substitute until they got their vegetables back.
Uh-huh.
One, keeping on the same supplement for years and years doesn't keep you healthy.
Yeah.
You should eat for your seasons. You should eat to where your seasonal pieces are. Because that food that could be grown there in the sequence that it is one of the best things in the world. So does cod liver oil work? Yes, and it's disgusting because, you know, our grandparents used to have to take it by a tablespoon, but it provided a survival need of filling in the blanks, right? But the Alaskans or the Eskimos who were eating whale blubber every day didn't need that extra cod liver oil in their
Yeah,
diet.
yeah.
They got all and they don't have plants. So they were using fat whale blubber to do the same thing. So grass-fed beef has good omega-3s in it. Organic grass-fed milk has good omega-3s in it. So it's like, do you get enough good oils in your system and how do you get them there?
That's cool.
Right.
Yeah,
so that, and that also takes brain fog and all the other diseases.
So eating real food, even if it's beef, as long as it's grass-fed beef, and vegetables when it's vegetable season, and then getting some cod liver when it's not, and some
Yep.
fish oil throughout that. This is cool. And so we haven't talked on one of the subjects that we like to talk about because it makes such a big difference. It's the thing that I told I was telling you before we got on today, and I've told some of the stories before, but you can tell us, I've told people before to get off of gluten and found the ones that get 100% off of gluten, even if I don't ever treat them, some of them I've never even met, but I told a relative and they got their relative on off of gluten and significant health challenges went away. I even, we have Dr. Thomas O'Brien, the chiropractor and nutritionist who showed us so much research back in the early 2000s after you and Sharon found the gluten connection and showed us how to help people fix up from gluten sensitivity problems. But Dr. O'Brien had that research that showed if you get somebody that has dementia off of gluten, there's some of them where they actually showed reversal of the plaques in the brain going away. Gluten's a giant subject, but can you talk a little bit about that and dementia and brain fog?
Yeah, so every culture that does have moved to agriculture and preserving their grains by storage, like drying them out and making flour, making hay, even throughout the centuries, has shown more increase in heart disease, dementia, cancer, and diabetes.
Wow.
So if you took the Egyptians and the Romans versus the Vikings ate off the what they caught that day, they would have better health than the people that don't. So gluten, even though it's the gift from God and it's manna, it can be irritating and limiting to the process and really helps do a couple things. We call it gluten stupid or brain fog that is actually there. And both of us have actually felt people's skin and you can feel the gluten buried under the skin.
Yeah.
So it is a toxin. And it's not only gluten, Ralph. Gluten is the easiest name of pronouncing all the different proteins of the grass family. So there's gluten, there's gliatin, there's evian, and they all are slightly different. So it's like saying caffeine from a coffee bean versus a tea or a green tea caffeine. They all look similar, but they're slightly different. So depending on your allergies to those things, you may have a subtle allergy or you may have a really potent allergy to all those things at the same time. So when it says gluten-free, with big quotes, they only tested for gluten, but they didn't test the other bunches in the family. So when it says gluten-free oats never carried gluten. It's like salami never carried gluten.
Yeah.
Or water doesn't have any gluten in it. But if you ask with the next question, does it have a gluten type of protein in it? Every single oat or grass, barley, rye, rice, corn, all have similar proteins, but not quite the same. So they have different names to them. So it's saying, is it black or super dark gray?
Yeah.
They're still very similar to the body. And the body sees it the same. Back in the early genetic patterning, they used to take tomatoes and they were worried about them. So they applied some peanuts into them, put peanut genes. And there was a beautiful looking tomato and people with peanut allergies would actually have their reaction to the peanut in there.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something now that they're putting on some vegetables called edapeel or I forgot what else the other names are. Apeel or edapeel, it's a coating that can keep a tomato or avocado or apple looking fresh for months. it's like, that's not good. You know?
And, you know, we used to use, the apples used to be shiny in the grocery store because they dip them in wax. They dip them in Forlax, which was Cabana wax. And that's still safer than this other stuff that they're spraying down.
Yeah.
Yes. I've even done some studies where I've purchased a Happy Meal at McDonald's and left in my office for 5 years, and it still looks exactly one hour old. So
that's interesting, huh? Yeah. So it seems like I know, you know, you get somebody coming in with a chronic illness, chronic stuff, diabetes, heart disease, some of the diagnoses that you really don't want to see, like, you know, dementias and stuff like that, or somebody with a shoulder problem and back pain, but they've got brain fog, or like that runner, you know, he had swollen lymph nodes and he was always getting sick, but he just had a knee that wasn't working even after a surgery. He thought he was coming to talk to me about his knee, but we just got him off of one thing, just got him off of gluten, and all those things went away. It just takes somebody to know what to look for and help them. So that's one of the beauties of this stuff, is you can work with them with your hands and help them heal up. And we'll talk about that for a second in a little bit, but some simple stuff, if you just did it, it would help. I know I've had a lot of clients that have come to see me that said they were gluten-free, but then we found a couple of hidden places and we got them off of that. And then 20 years of pain went away. So it's useful just to have a little guidance with this. There's also an IMT approach, like we have myofascial mapping, a way to assess the body and see what an individual's things are that are causing problems. What would you do? What can you talk to people about? Like, why would somebody need something more than say getting off of gluten, getting off of sugar, not eating fake sugar? What else? You do a lot of stuff with your hands to help people fix up. It would be a funny way to say it, but.
Well, an interesting about the science behind that integrated manual therapy is we look at how the body's shaped and what's stuck and not moving appropriately, instead of, and nutrition is just good food, but if the pump's broken, the food still doesn't get to go where it's going, right? And one of the biggest things is the liver and the kidneys are our main two organs that detox the body. And if they don't have enough space to do something, then it's going to be slowed down because the building's too small in the area. So IMT actually helps get the liver to its best potential again, and then everything could take over there.
So giving more space to the ribs and everything around the spine and this whole connective
tissue. I'd say we use nutrition to help patch up the room for. And we follow that way instead of turbocharging it and saying, oh, just take this. That will help. Those will help for a while until you get more broken. It's like putting a finger in the dike mostly.
And kind of like if you have a really good detox, but everything's not, doesn't have good routes of elimination, doesn't have a good way to get stuff out, it can just kind of stir things up. I've had quite a few people that use things like the fascia buster, and it releases toxins and, but then they feel really sick for a while. It's like, well, we got to get your body structurally able to dump stuff too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this, I'm going to put, I've got your link in there, imtwellnesscenter.com. And literally you can talk to Tom for a 15-minute consult and he can guide you and tell you what's going on with you and give you some of these things. I'm going to put a whole PDF together with these links. And see if we put it. I want to ask Tom one more thing. Well, we're getting close to time, but I'll put a link in there. But reach out to Tom, imtwellnesscenter.com. He's got a whole school, connective school of integrated manual therapy for practitioners. And you don't even have to be a practitioner to join. You can be a mama that just wants to help fix up your kids. And then he's on the East Coast, West Hartford, Connecticut, and I'm on the West Coast, Bellingham, Washington. Reach out to me. I am autoimmuneanswers.com or ralphhavens.com, and we'll talk with you and let you know what's going on. So and what we can see that can help, and then use some of these resources to get yourself your stress level down. The books are in the links there, and this will be on Rumble and also on Spotify. So wherever you're seeing it, look for the links. And one thing that Tom, that happened with me, I'll just give a brief thing. I fell. Some of you might see a bruise here. And so Tom literally scanned me before we got on the call and gave me two things. They're called templates to do to myself. And I use Tom as my doctor. So, you know, even if you're a long ways away, you can talk to Tom. So, Tom, anything else you want to tell anybody or say?
No, this was fun again. And we'll pick up another topic and try to get everybody safely through the holidays.
That's awesome.
The crazies and the vaccination questions in the future, you know, how to stay healthy, how to help you get through this time. And, you know, the world stresses are really super nuts these days.
Super nuts. Yeah. So reach out. There's ways to help with the super nuts part and just to get yourself healthy. So, all right, Tom, really good to see you. I'm going to get off the live stream and turn off the recording.